It was supposed to be an exciting new adventure on the high seas, a chance to live on board a cruise ship as it sails around the world. But instead, passengers who paid hundreds of thousands of euros for a cabin on the Odyssey residential ship, who should be in the Bahamas now, have found themselves delayed for the past 3 months in Belfast. The ship, which is operated by the Villa V Residences, was meant to set sail in May, but problems with the ship's rudders and gearbox mean it's still docked. Lynette Kanan is from Arizona in the United States. She bought a permanent cabin with her husband, Johan, and they're both on the line now. Lynette and Johan, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for taking our call this morning. Take us back to the start of the journey. When did you leave the US for this cruise and what was your plan?
We left the U.S. in April. We came to Southampton. We wanted to take our time and see the surroundings. And then the delays started. And they actually took good care of us, sending us to Canary Islands and on a cruise to Norway, etc. They've housed us in various places during this time.
So, how much did it cost and how long were you planning to spend on the cruise?
Well, we bought a cabin for $100,000 to lock in a price of $3,500 for the two of us for up to 15 years or the life of the vessel. That is why we purchased the cabin.
And where should you be now?
I don't know, actually. I haven't followed the itinerary. And right now we are in Sweden.
Oh.
But visiting my parents. We took time off from Belfast to go visit them here. And hopefully we'll set sail later next week.
So tell us what you've been doing in Belfast.
Oh, in Belfast, I guess we've seen every pub and restaurant, eating fish and chips everywhere. And then we've traveled out to Giant's Causeway. We've taken trips to Dublin. We've seen, you know, Collingford, Dundalk. We've stopped in smaller places around. So we've seen quite a bit and enjoyed ourselves, really.
And where are you staying while you're there?
Where are we staying?
Yeah, I mean, when you're in Belfast, where are you staying? Like, where are you staying at nighttime?
They've housed us in several different hotels. We have moved into our cabin on the ship and organized it the way we want it, but we haven't been able to sleep there yet. They are waiting for some certifications to let us sleep on board.
I take it 3 months in Belfast isn't what you planned, is it?
No, but as I said, that we haven't spent that much time in Belfast. We spent 2 weeks in the beginning and then another 10 days just recently. And then they've sent us all around Europe on their dime to, you know, just appease us and take care of us. And when we're in Belfast, they pay for our hotels.
Lynette, any regrets about taking on the cruise?
Not at all. I'm super excited. I can't wait to really set sail next week.
Are you looking forward to leaving Belfast?
Yeah, most definitely. It's been a long time, so we're ready.
Lynette Kanan and Johan, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning from Sweden.